The Holy Spirit brings joy, comfort, guidance, and power into the life of every believer who lets Him have His way. But the Spirit also works in the lives of those who do not believe. Jesus told us that the Spirit would convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Today, a closer look at the last of three realities the Spirit makes clear to those not yet born again. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue a 10-part series on when the Spirit has His way. Dr. Lutzer comes now to conclude a message on the gift of conviction.
You'll notice that Jesus says, when the Spirit has come to you, through you, He will convict the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. God uses two channels, really, to convert people. First of all, He uses His Word. That's why you'll notice in the conference that is coming up, somebody did a comparison study between the Bible and the Quran. They ended up on believing in Jesus. That happens again and again because there is power in the Word of God. So God uses His Word, but He usually brings that Word through one of His people. The Spirit comes to you. Through you, He will convict the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. And so the gift of the Spirit is poured out upon us, not just for ourselves, but rather for the wider community that needs to know the good news of the gospel and believe and be saved. So how's your witness going? Tomorrow morning, you're going to be in your different workplaces. You're going to be interacting with neighbors. Do they know, by the way, that you are a Christ follower? Have you told them? Have you even asked them and said, you know, what is your opinion of Jesus? After all, the Spirit has come to you, and He's going to use you to give the good news of the gospel so that people understand, unless I believe in Jesus, I'll be lost forever. Now, there's some implications here that I want to give you. First of all, this, do you realize how exciting this is? When you begin to witness to Christ and about Him, the Spirit immediately comes to your aid because we are partners together in this. You do your work in introducing them to Christ and having a discussion about Christ and the gospel. And then the Spirit shows up and He does His work. In fact, if the Spirit doesn't do His work, it'll all fall by the wayside. And you have to believe that when you exalt Christ, immediately the Spirit is there to support you and to help you. If you've never had that experience as a believer, please take it at my word. I know this sounds strange, but when I was in high school, that is grade 10, 11, and 12 in Canada, a friend of mine and I don't do this, young people, you understand. We used to hitchhike to the closest city, and we would give out tracts. You know what a tract is? It's a little leaflet with the gospel. And God forgive us, some of them were published on sort of newsprint. They weren't very attractive. We gave out thousands of them. You say, well, isn't that an exaggeration? No, because we would go there when the grandstand was full for a certain event, and as people left, we just hand these out. And of course, everybody took them. They thought it was an advertisement for the next event. And I've often wondered whether or not anyone ever believed the gospel as a result of our witness. But I remember, I'm about 16 years old or so, and I began to witness to people on street corners, and whenever I would bring up the subject of Christ and defend it, there was something that happened within me that gave me such assurance and such confidence. I would say to myself, I absolutely love this. Now, getting started was hard. But you see, whenever you and I exalt Christ, the Spirit immediately shows up and says, my responsibility is to point men and women to Christ. We are partners together in this. Partner with the Holy Spirit. Ask somebody tomorrow what their opinion is of Jesus, or ask them where they are on their spiritual journey, or say to them, would you mind if I were to share with you something that somebody once shared with me that changed my life? Who's going to say no to that? I've never had anyone say no to that. And then tell them your story of conversion. And the Holy Spirit who has been given will begin to do his work. Let me give you a second bottom line, is that we are partners together, but remember, conviction is not the same as conversion. Conviction is not the same as conversion. Many people that we talk to are going to resist the Spirit. In fact, one of the ways in which they resist the Spirit is oftentimes they become very angry or very agitated or very dismissive. They can't stand what it is that you're saying. Don't be discouraged. It's the work of the Spirit to convince them. You've given them some evidence. Let the Spirit take it from there. Because without the blessed Holy Spirit, they can't see their need. They are filled with self-justification. They are defensive. They are upset. They may shake their fist at you. But don't let that discourage you, because it's up to the Spirit to do what you and I can't. Now, for God to actually use this conviction to save somebody is a huge work. I mean, if you're here today and you're a believer, God really favored you with a huge miracle. In the Bible, believing on Christ is likened unto being raised from the dead, because you're raised from death to life spiritually. It is spoken of as being blind, and now you're able to see. What a miracle that is to a blind man. It is like being deaf, and suddenly you can hear. God then, by the Spirit, regenerates a person when they savingly believe on Jesus. That's the miracle that the Holy Spirit is working toward in the lives of those who hear the gospel. Now, of course, the Holy Spirit can be resisted. Oh, I know that there may be some people in whom God just continues to work to overcome their blindness that they might believe. That's a separate story. But there's no question but that many people resist the Holy Spirit. We see it all throughout the New Testament. We see it in the Old Testament. Stephen stood up and says, you know, you, and he wasn't very nice and politically correct. He said, you stiff-necked people, you always resist the Holy Spirit. There's some who are listening right now, and maybe you don't like this sermon. Maybe you wish you weren't listening to this, and you are also resisting the Holy Spirit. Don't resist him. The reason that he is speaking to your heart today is to lead you to Christ so that you might find that forgiveness and that cleansing that can only be found in him. So I urge you today, listen to that voice. Do not stifle that voice. Your recognition of your need in the presence of a holy God is actually a gift that God is giving you. Because unless you grasp that, you will be lost. See, that's why Martin Luther said that in order to be saved, one must go from hell to heaven. What he meant is you have to descend into hell. You have to see your need. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody sees it at the same time. But I have to tell you that on Wednesday evening, after our prayer time, a precious little 10-year-old boy came to me and said, Pastor Luther, I have to be saved. I want Jesus to save me. I want Jesus to save me. It was beautiful for me to be able to pray with him. His father was there. And it's a reminder of the fact that if you don't see your need of Christ, open your heart to the Spirit, and he'll show you that you need a Savior, not a guru or a prophet. You need a Savior to save you. And only the Holy Spirit can show you that. So listen to his voice. You know, some time ago I read a story about a miser who lived in his cottage with his dog. And what he liked to do is to take money He had some, those were in the days before you could put it in the bank, I guess. He would take his money, which was sort of in a vault beneath the floor, and he would take it out and he liked to count it. Now, if you know anything about a miser, maybe he thought the more often I count it, the more there will be. I don't know. But the story is that he counted his money, put it away, and then took a good shot of whiskey and lay down to sleep. What he didn't know is that there were some thieves who were looking through the window and they knew where the money was. His dog began to bark. He was so angry with the dog, he cursed the dog, that eventually he shot his dog. And then the men broke into the cottage, and while he was sound asleep, they stole his money. This is my parting word to you in this message. Don't resist the only voice that can save you. And that is the voice of the blessed Holy Spirit of God. In a moment, we're going to sing, "Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Have Thine Own Way." And while we are singing it, if you sing this in your heart and say, "I want God to have His way," you can be saved even while you are singing this song, if the Spirit has talked to you. The Bible says when the Spirit speaks, don't harden your heart. Don't be angry. Don't be defensive. You respond to the Spirit and be saved. Would you join me as we pray together? Is the Holy Spirit speaking to you today? So, what is your defense? Father, I pray that you might overcome all of the defensiveness, all of the excuses, all of the rationalizations. We pray that many today may see that they need a Savior, and that is Jesus. May they believe and be saved, we pray, even as we sing. Amen. Well, my friend, of course, at the Moody Church, when this message was preached, we did sing, "Have Thine Own Way, Have Thine Own Way." But in your heart, you can pray that prayer as well. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, would you do that right now? If the Spirit of God has spoken to you, as I warned you in this message, do not harden your heart. And if you did receive Jesus Christ as a result of this broadcast, you can connect with us on our email address. Our email address, media@moodychurch.org. Let us know if this broadcast has been a blessing to you. And I hope that you stay tuned next time as we continue this series of messages titled, "When the Spirit Has His Way." The next message is going to be on the gift of purity, a message that America needs to hear. God bless you. See you right here next time.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up The Gift of Conviction, the fifth of 10 messages on "When the Spirit Has His Way," recapturing the wonder of God within us. Tomorrow, how the Holy Spirit draws the people of God away from sin and toward living a pure life. This 10-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about "When the Spirit Has His Way." Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.